Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Zoe?
Yes, Sophia?
We're calling one of your friends.
We are.
But I think it's our friend.
Now it is, because before it was just my friend. And now it has kind of become both of our friends, because this is a friend of the podcast.
And when you're friends with the podcast, you're friends with both of us.
That's how it goes. So if you want to be friends with both of us, listen to the show and you might get a call at midnight from your friend and a stranger, which is what's about to happen with our friend Toby. Toby.
Hello.
Ah, Toby.
Hi.
Hi, Toby.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Really glad that you picked up on this midnight on a Friday night.
Yeah, it's midnight now.
What are you doing? Are you in the bathroom at a club?
No. What do you think I'm doing? It's Friday night. I'm preparing to go to bed, basically.
How was your day today, Toby?
Well, it was fine. Work, you know. And mm-hmm. then...
play?
And then a little bit of play.
Yeah, exactly.
A little work, a little play.
It's a work-life balance.
This is Zoe and Sophia, in case you didn't know.
Hi. I'm Sophia, yeah. And you're Zoe.
So, Toby, how do we know you?
Well, that's a good question. We know each other from Denmark, right?
That's right.
And what about me and you, Toby?
We met as well once, I guess, in Denmark as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's right. I forgot about
you guys
that.
Actually did meet.
I remember.
Where do you live now?
Now I live in Brussels. Okay. I just moved here recently, actually.
I want to hear about that, but later maybe. Do you listen to our show?
I actually listen to your show every week.
Yes.
Yay!
And I listen to it on the way to work and sometimes even during work.
No!
It's really boring at work.
Have you ever gotten in trouble for listening at work?
No, I think my office is quite chilled about something. Everybody has like their headphones in, everybody listening to music. And I just put in my headphones in my phone and then I listen to your show sometimes.
And have you ever suggested that any of your coworkers listen to our show?
No, actually not, but maybe I should do that next time.
I think you should.
And we have some people who actually eat chips during work, so maybe I should suggest it to them.
I can't believe you haven't already.
I don't know much about Brussels, but it sounds quite chill by the sounds of it.
Yeah, at least my office.
Is there anything you really like about the show?
Actually, it's really weird that I listen to your show, because I actually don't like chips, so I don't know why I'm actually listening to your show.
So would you say that for anybody who is thinking about listening to the show but hasn't decided yet, which would be a weird place to be, because I don't think you could know about the show if you hadn't listened
to it. This is a seriously guiding question.
But would you say for anyone that doesn't eat chips, you could still like our show?
Yes,
wouldn't you say that?
You just have to blend out. As soon as your guys open the chips, just turn off the podcast.
Okay, we're gonna edit that out.
So just ignore the chips part and the rest is funny anyways.
What's your favorite episode?
I like the I like the cocktail episode.
Oh,
first of all, I like the words what was it?
Cisaneuf.
And I didn't know that there are so many crazy flavors. Like, what was one flavor? Like, Moscow Mule flavor?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
That was crazy. So I think that was a good episode.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anything that you want to hear more of on the show? I guess less chips.
More gossip, I think.
Ooh, sensational.
No, I think you have a good mix.
Well, that's really nice of you to say.
Thanks, Toby. Toby has been, and I can say this like with full confidence, Toby has been around since the very beginning of JustChips.com. Since we started in 2015, you've been one of our loyal listeners, and we love you for that.
We do.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, we say I love you, and you say thanks.
You're welcome.
Toby, could you also do us a favor if you're so inclined?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I'm wondering if you could introduce yourself, just your name, and then tell our non-listeners to rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
What do you say?
Introduce yourself and and maybe say the show.
Yeah, and rate, review.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Should I do it now?
Yeah
please.
But I'm really bad at stuff like this.
We can also edit it. So don't feel any pressure.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do it 7 times if you want.
Yeah.
I don't think it gets better after 7. Okay. Hey guys, this is Toby and I love justchips.com, the podcast, not the website. And you should really rate Hey guys, this is Toby and I really love justchips.com, the website. Podcast. No. The other way around. Okay. Hey guys, this is Toby and I really love justchips.com, the podcast, not the website. Please rate, review, and subscribe to wherever you listen to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Toby,
that's so nice
you.
Of you.
Oh, you're the best. We love you, Toby. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Alright, have fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. I don't think it's a stretch to say that we like to put our feet up and relax. I think we've made that clear on the show so far.
We've made that more than clear.
More than clear. It's
it's a bit sickening how much
boner of you loving us. Yeah, I don't know where it's going with that. There's a raging boner for comfort and relaxation going on for us.
This is Sophia.
And this is Zoe.
And this is your cocktail hour with us.
Cocktail? This is a sort of sank asset, if you will.
Our two chips today are kind of, they're just bizarre because they're alcohol themed.
So we're doing Kettle Brand Classic Caesar flavor. For all y'all non-Canadians, that's effectively a Bloody Mary plus a little bit of clam juice.
It's really good, the drink itself.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Actually, I think that's your favorite drink, huh?
It might be.
Well, you pretty much have a Caesar in hand everywhere you go at all times.
That's
so
true. I would dare say them largely addicted to salt.
I said it. Jinx, you owe me a Caesar.
No, I can't give you that.
No!
The other Kettle Brand flavor that we have today is Moscow Mule. I'm not going to say I don't appreciate a good cocktail. What I will say, one thing that I really hate is that like a bartender will come over to you and like creates a cocktail around like your feelings, desires, passions.
What's so bad about that?
I find it stupid.
Well, good for you. We're going to have a mixologist on the show later.
I know. I'm not going to pick a bone. I don't mean to shit on mixologists, although.
Mixologists? So
what do you call
you
them?
You already have shit on.
Oh, God. Okay. Give me my Caesar and get out.
Chips. Potato chips, 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 chips. I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, chips, chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Should we talk about the origin of these drinks in general?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did a bit of a Wikipedia search.
Look, she's nothing if not resourceful, and she goes straight to the source.
Wikipedia. My resourcefulness starts and ends at Wikipedia.
Okay, get laid on the table. What'd you learn for us?
Get laid on the table, she said.
Well, after a couple cocktails at cocktail hour, you don't know what's going to happen.
Feeling clammy. So I looked up the origin of the Moscow Mule. Not that interesting. It was created in the 1940s-ish, I think in New York.
Wait, Wikipedia didn't tell you that?
Well, I don't remember. I didn't write down every single fact.
This is my memory
of Wikipedia, which I have a separate website for, wikipedia.sofia.ca.
Yeah, that's a blogspot.ca, doing a deep dive into Wikipedia and then writing everything down from memory, as you recall it.
After a speed read. So, back to my story. Built in the 1940s, not built, created.
Built. No, it was built. The original Moscow Mule at the World's State Fair, New York City.
They 1941! But then the funny thing is, mixologist people kind of rewrote this history to make it sound more interesting and were like, you know how they're always served in the like copper mugs?
Mm-hmm.
That the copper mug releases a certain essence of the lime.
They made the bag copper colored.
I know.
It's the prettiest chip bag I've ever seen. It's really shiny. It looks like a gold tone iPhone.
Yeah, it's like the rose gold iPhone.
Right.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So would you like me to give you my second remembering history of the creation of the Caesar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give it to you, since you're asking.
Yeah, since I asked.
So it was created in Calgary. It's a Canadian drink. It was actually created in what is now a Westin Hotel. I do remember this one fact.
Mm.
It was at an Italian restaurant, and he wanted to make a cocktail to go with his Italian food. He was like, oh, I love this pasta that has clams in it with tomatoes. Why don't I make it into a drink? He took some clams.
He takes the clams.
He puts
Call him crazy. He
puts them in the drink.
Adds a little tomato juice.
Tries it out on his patrons. And
voila. The rest is history. Canadian culture is history.
He actually used the
Stanley Cup to mix the first classic
Caesar.
Right. Saint-Cassette. Did you look up the history for that in any of your Wikipedia musings?
No. Do you want to tell me like what you think?
Yeah. I think that it started in Quebec.
Okay. Not France.
No.
Okay.
I think it's a Quebecois thing.
Okay.
And it's...
The French don't work until 5.
Honey.
The French love their downtime.
The French don't need a Saint-Cassette because they have those boozy wine lunch hours.
True.
That's why I'm thinking it's Quebecois thing. I think that it is people who want to unwind after work. And a Thursday Saint-Cassette, I bet, is very popular. A Wednesday hump day Saint-Cassette is probably really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I am. So reversing to my French here, but I think Friday, so I guess that's probably very
the most
popular.
I don't think
I didn't say. I did not say the most.
Oh, I think you did.
Okay, we'll have to play that back in here. Friday, so I guess that's probably very
the most
popular.
Popular.
Very popular. Very popular. Very popular. I did not say the most. I think Thursday is probably the most popular. Wednesday is the second most popular, and then Friday. Is like, I don't need Saint-Cassette because I'm going to the club.
I'm going to hang out with my real friends, not my work friends.
Yeah, exactly. Should I read you the wiki?
Sure, yeah. Let's see what happens.
I'll paraphrase. Okay. It is a Quebec-French term for a social gathering. Takes place after work, prior to the dinner hours.
Okay.
Roughly between Sank and Set. Otherwise known as 5 and 7 p.m.
Right.
And, it may bring together friends or colleagues or maybe organized around a specific event such as a book launch or a vernissage.
Oh, that is so fancy, metropolitan.
So I have a few factoids about the Prohibition era. Would you like to hear them?
Yep.
So what I found out in my extensive research, a BuzzFeed article, speakeasies popped up during the Prohibition era. You had to whisper a word to get into a speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the name comes from.
Code word.
Like, the fat cow rides at midnight.
Let's begin.
Cocktails gained prominence during the Prohibition era because, rather than just drinking straight liquor or whatever, the alcohol was all bootleg and tasted not that good, so they put in all this other stuff to make it taste better. For more Prohibition era facts, we're going to call my friend Callie.
She's a pro.
A mover, shaker,
well,
cocktail
she's
maker.
She's a cocktail pro.
100%.
Yeah. Let's give her a call.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Hello.
Howdy.
Callie.
What's up?
Oh, you know.
How are you, sweet thing?
You're sleeping?
No. I said, how are you, sweet thing?
Oh, sweet thing's great. Sweet thing's great. Just finish up my work day on a Friday.
Are you going to a Saint-Cassette tonight?
Thank Asset. I'm actually going to my friend Whitney's art opening.
A vernissage.
Oh my god, you're going to a Sanka set at a vernissage?
That actually is a Sanka set.
Yeah, that's like the Wikipedia article definition of a Sanka set.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm totally thrown down at Sanka set.
Wow.
Oh, it's a CISA weed!
It's a CISA note.
The reason that we were particularly interested in calling you today is because, as you may or may not know, we are eating a couple of cocktail flavored chips.
No way.
You might say we're having our own CISA nuff right here, 69ing with these chips. As a cocktail queen yourself, what is the cocktail of choice that you would turn into a chip?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You could, any cocktail.
Oh, wow. Great question. I think it would be a Caesar.
Yeah.
I know that sounds odd, but...
No, we got Caesar chips in the studio right now.
Stop it.
That's also, like, the salty drink,
so,
like...
flirting with me?
We might be CISA nuffing you, if you don't...
So, our second chip is Moscow Mule flavored.
Okay.
Weird, huh?
Weird.
Can I ask you, so you've dabbled, or shall I say, you're... professional.
You've CISA-nuffed with cocktails.
Yes.
Many cocktails.
Is there terminology in the world of mixology that is, like, really industry?
We could incorporate in our show today to make ourselves sound more
professional?
I mean, I can give you the word, although I really dislike it.
Yeah, give it. That's the one we want.
there are some people who refer to themselves as mixologists.
Yes. Oh, have heard.
Despise is a heavy term. I really don't love the term. So yeah, I mean, I guess mixology.
What about like highball?
Yeah, I mean, highball, it's a type of glassware, but it's definitely a term.
So you used to work at a place that had a speakeasy. Tell us about
Truth.
That.
Yes, please. We're interested in prohibition at the moment. That's okay. Our hot thing of the moment.
Yeah, so I used to work at a place, it had a speakeasy located behind a secret door disguised as a bookshelf. It was a 21-person capacity, very odd number.
Or is it apropos, seeing as prohibition,
America,
also
drinking
happened,
age 21,
America.
And
yeah.
It happened.
It's all connected.
Wow,
Illuminati. It's all connected. What would you make your code name if you were going to have a speakeasy? I mean, code word to get into it.
Okay, we're gonna say that so many times throughout
totally,
this episode.
Totally.
Alchemy.
Alchemist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Shit, we wouldn't even make it into the freaking speakeasy.
Well, at that point, I think if you're willing to whisper alchemy a few times, you deserve a cocktail. My question for you is, how are those chips? I'm going to take a step further. What I would be curious to know is what happens when you mix a Moscow Mule and a Caesar in your mouth in the form of a chip.
Spoken like a true
alchemist.
Craft
bartender.
Alchemist. Like an alchemist. Okay, we love you. Thank you so much.
I love you guys too, and I can't wait to see some of you in a couple weeks.
Oh, me neither, baby. See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're still not into the speakeasy.
Callie reminded me of one thing that I forgot to mention earlier, but with all this talk about CSNFing, was the Caesar was actually born in 1969.
Okay, this is actually an Illuminati episode.
Totally. Everything is connected when it comes to cocktails.
And cockatiels. What I really want to talk about, and I feel like this is, we've been building up to this moment, elevator music. Because I was thinking, let me break it down for you. I'll bring you to
how I got there.
Cocktail hour, lounge music, elevator music.
Okay.
I'm thinking, is there a correlation between elevator music and the scent cassette?
Elevator music and cocktails.
Could be. I'm just saying it's not unheard of.
Yikes. I'm going to go on a limb and say yes. Mm-hmm. You're like,
it's almost like we're at Club Med.
Anyway, something like that.
Okay.
The Alchemist. The Alchemy.
Should we open these, our own personal mini bar? Now the big question, which one should we open first?
Okay, so can you pass me one of the bags so I can
I'm going to give you the classic Caesar because I think you're more of a classic Caesar girl. I'm going to have a look at the Moscow Mule.
Okay, on the front of it, they have a whole tomato, half a lime, a drink glass with a salt rim, and a spike of celery with all the leaves on it.
And then on the front of the Moscow Mule bag, they have a copper... What is this called? Copper mug. There's a word for it.
It's a hammered bag. Because it's
inside
drunk.
Inside and outside.
It's drunk.
And this one has a sprig of, would that be mint? Ice. And a wedge of lime.
Do you have anything on the back of yours that talks about the
actual chip?
No. Yeah. Because mine says absolutely nothing.
It's just like potato chips. 100% of our electricity is offset by purchasing wind energy annually. This prevents 24,000 metric tons of pollution, which is equivalent to taking 9,316 cars off the road.
Wow.
Like, that's great.
Yeah, good for you, Kettle Brand. That's actually really nice.
Yeah. Let's pretend it's as if we're at a cocktail bar getting cocktails. I ordered this, you ordered that. We're opening at the same time.
That sounds cute.
Whoa.
They really smell like
seriously,
Caesar.
Whoa.
But you know what I really don't like about Kettle Brand chips? Let this be known. How you open these bags.
Yeah, I know. They're quite irritating
to
open.
Ugh.
Have a sniff of this.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
It smells like ginger beer.
Gingery.
I'm taking also Moscow Mule so we can do it together.
Okay, so this
is our
first cocktail cheers.
We have two straws in the same cocktail. Oh, cute.
Love you.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa. Veritably unlike anything I've had in the chip world before.
Do you like it? In Calandra's words, how are they?
They're not as gingery as I thought they were going to be, although they do have a lot of ginger. The smell is very gingery, but the taste is not as gingery as I would expect from a Moscow Mule.
They got a little ginger aftertaste,
mm-hmm.
A little spicy.
They're very mild.
Do you want to try a Caesar chip?
Mm-hmm.
Compare?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got one.
Chip cheese. Wow. Oh, man. Now that tastes like a real Caesar. Yeah, was that?
No vodka taste.
I think you could imagine where the vodka would be, though.
Wow, that is seriously good. Tomato, clam. Oh, wait, do they have clam in here? Typical American company trying to understand Canadian stuff.
Never gets it.
No clam powder. No clam powder. This is a Bloody Mary. If I ever saw one. Imposter.
Since you're so irate about the fact that there isn't any clam juice in this, would you get a private bottle of clam juice and pour it on these chips to make it more of an authentic classic Caesar?
Mm-hmm. I would actually grind up my own clams. Ideally with the Calgary Stampede horses.
Doing the grinding for you?
In the Stanley Cup. And put it all over my Kettle Brand chips just to show them who's Canadian around
here.
Wow.
She means business.
Come tango with me. We can sanka weed or we can sisa nif. You decide, Kettle Brand. Do you want to mix the two?
Yes. Thought you'd never ask. I'm just doing a bit of personal mixology here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can you take me through your process?
So I just grabbed one chip from each bag.
Because it is a
science. Put them on top of each other. And now we're just going to...
Not very much science.
But here's the science. I'm going to put the Moscow Mule on the bottom, touching my taste buds, because I think it's the less powerful of the flavors.
Mm.
And I don't want to get... Sorry.
I also noticed I found one of your hairs on my chip. Was that intentional?
Every good cocktail needs a garnish. So kill me.
I will do without that garnish next Cheers. Time. Cheers.
In the same way that I would never mix these cocktails in real life, these chips do not need to be mixed.
Mine only tasted like one of them.
Which one?
Mule.
The alchemy. The alchemist.
Right? I keep forgetting.
Do you like sweet chips?
No.
So, okay. So I'm guessing you don't really like these.
No, but I actually do like these.
Mm.
They're not that sweet.
No, I like them.
I'm pretty into them. This is like the most elegant chip I think I've ever seen. Taste-wise and bag-wise.
Yeah. Where would you drink these chips? Well, I'm just getting so wasted.
So we calm down. No more chips for you. You're cut off.
Where would you eat these chips? That's what I'm saying.
Where would I eat these chips? Where would I eat these chips? Okay, Moscow Mule chips. I would eat them. And the Caesar chips at Caesar's Palace. Or Caesar's Garden. Wait.
What is Caesar's Garden?
I thought that was the name of the pizza company. But it's just Caesar's. Or Little Caesar's.
We're ordering Caesar's Garden tonight.
Okay, you know how you have to do that stupid game where you're like, which historical figure would you want to have dinner with?
Seems like you're trying to pretend like you don't like that game, but you really want to play it right now.
What are you talking about?
I hate that stupid game, but like if we had to choose, who would it be?
But like if someone stupid asked you this question, where would you have a idiotic Moscow Mule with a historical figure of your choice?
Ugh.
I know, it's so stupid, but come on. Just indulge.
A historical figure meaning somebody who is not alive today.
They could be alive. It could be Bono if you wanted.
No, I'm not. No. Will
you pause?
Who, what historical figure would you meet up with? I don't know.
Oh, for a drink? Okay, let me do it, because I hate this game.
Einstein. I'd have an absinthe with Einstein.
An absinthe with Einstein? Really?
Yeah.
Why absinthe?
Because I like it. And I feel like Einstein would like it, too.
Okay, I would have it probably with... there's so many. Caesar. I'd have a Caesar with
Caesar. At Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, in Caesar's Garden. With a Caesar in hand, with Augustus Caesar himself.
We came into this with our hearts on our sleeves. I said, I'm a Moscow Mule girl. You said, I'm a classic Caesar girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's find out what changed and what stayed the same. I'm taking you out for a cocktail after this. A real cocktail? What are you getting?
I'm going to get a Moscow Mule. Ooh.
And then I'm doing it again in a week. And then after that, I'm doing it again a week later.
Oh my God, you really want to wine and dine me. You want to cease and lift me.
I'm the new Caesar. Welcome to my palace. No, I'm not talking about the cocktail. I'm talking about these chips. What I was trying to get at is which of these chips,
the chips.
You would choose
Moscow Mule. I know.
Holy
surprising,
shit.
Isn't it?
Do you want to hear something crazy?
What?
The Moscow Mule is probably the swankiest chip I've tasted thus far.
And you prefer the Caesar?
However, I think that the flavors translate better to the Caesar chip. Have we done a total switcheroo?
I think we have.
When we're in a situation like this, you know, as well as day knows night, which is not well at all, that there can only be one winner.
Yeah,
honey.
So what do we do? Should we rock, paper, scissors? Who wins?
No. It's a fight to the death with words.
Okay.
So this is going to be a classic collegiate-style debate.
3, 2, 1, fight.
Ding, ding, ding.
I think the Moscow Mule should win because it is an interesting flavor and has a nice bag.
I think that the classic Caesar should win because the flavors translate better to
Ooh.
Chip.
Ooh! I thought we were supposed to fight each other.
I thought we were just supposed to make astute points.
It's a fight to the death.
Okay.
God damn it. Okay, so I agree, the Caesar is really good, but at the moment, for maybe it's my mood, I'm not sure. I like the Moscow Mule.
Classic Caesar is good because
I just punched
it's
the Caesar
salty.
Bag. That's a good point.
Thanks.
Point taken. Ta-ding! Here's my counterpoint. The bag of the Moscow Mule is shiny. I'm saying it again.
That's a ba-ding, but counterpoint, does the bag really have much to do with the chip inside at the end of the day? And good. I think that's a ba-ding for me.
Good philosophical question. Solossable. Colossal.
That's a colossal philosophical question.
Yes.
How much does the inside versus the outside count? And I'd say for chips, the inside is way more important than the outside.
You're right. And in people as well.
Mm. Aww. Ding. Einstein. So, okay, you know what? Moscow Mule wins.
You just give up?
It's not because I give up. It's because I don't feel that strongly about the classic Caesar. Mm. In my heart of heart, I felt, in my heart of one heart that I have, the single heart chamber of my heart, I said...
Chamber of Secrets.
I really thought to myself, the classic Caesar is a better chip, but I'm not going to argue it. I like the Moscow Mule. And I told you from the beginning, I'm a Moscow Mule girl.
And you'll release one secret from your Chamber of Secrets.
And that secret is...
You like the Moscow Mule the same as me.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. We are your hosts.
And producers.
Zoe Robertson.
And Sophia Lepage.
This is a
Sumo Audio production. Theme song is by...
Einstein. Just kidding. Fez Gielen. Our audio engineer is Jody freaking Tompkins. You can download or listen to our show wherever podcasts are available.
You can also check out our social media, our Instagram. It's spicy, it's caliente, it's yum.
It's a classic Caesar in its own right.
Or a Moscow Mule, depending on what you like. Check it out. See you guys next week. That's really gross. I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.